Obedience is the way that you demonstrate and display your love for Jesus. It's through obedience. There's nothing greater or deeper in your relationship with God in terms of showing your love for Him. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 10, "If you obey my commands, you remain in my love, just as I obeyed my Father's commands and I remain in His love." With obedience, there's joy. With obedience, there's more of God's love. Obedience is a wonderful thing, and it's not just robotic and duty, but it's out of honor and gratitude and worship, and it's ultimately saying, "I trust you, Jesus. You're the leader of my life. You lead me better than I lead myself. I want to follow you in what I say and do." What about obedience in your life? How's it looking these days? What sins has God helped you to break free from? What new freedom have you experienced in the Lord? And then what sins is He helping you break free from right now? And then who can you help break free from certain sins, addictions, traps, in Jesus' name, with His power, in a relationship with Him? Will you spend some time this week and pray for your own walk with God? Pray also for family and friends. Pray for your community overall. Pray for your church. And pray for our nation. And you can pray for other nations as well. But that ultimate goal of being obedient to Jesus, locally, internationally, in such a way that He's going to be glorified more than ever before in our lives. When revival comes, obedience breaks out, and it's a joyful obedience. It's not one that brings regret or, you know, you have to do it grudgingly. It's a joyful, loving relationship with Jesus, and our worship to Him is obedience. Also, don't forget our website, exploring-faith.com. Check it out. Check out the videos. Share them with friends. And as you do that, there'll be spiritual conversations. You can follow up. You can talk more about Jesus. And that's one way you obey Jesus, is reaching out and leading other people to Him. We try to set up tools and resources to help you do that. Give us some feedback on Daily Grace, and make sure you get in the Word. We've got 7 devotions for each video, so get in the Word each day this week. Enjoy your relationship with the Lord. Let Him redirect you into a path of obedience. It's a path of great joy.